It's time for a daily radio news update from Wave Farm Radio. This is Tom Rowe with the radio news about radio waves. John Anderson in DIYmedia.net writes that the Federal Communications Commission may have moved the investigation of, quote, unlicensed broadcasting off a back burner to a spot on the counter adjacent to the stove, unquote. Earlier this year, the FCC said it wants to cut two-thirds of its field offices and eliminate nearly one-half of its field agents from 63 to 33. Instead, they would create a roving squad that would swoop in, picking up some equipment already in place and taking the pirates off the airwaves. But Anderson tracks all enforcement activity and says things have slowed already, writing, quote, as of the end of April, there have been just 35 enforcement actions against 17 stations in four states. There has been no official report of field activity in May. In 2014, there were 52 enforcement actions in the same time frame, unquote. He tracks a considerable slowdown in FCC activity after 2014 already saw the lowest level of enforcement in nearly a decade. Instead of fining any FM radio pirates, there are fines against three amateur radio operators and one illegal CB operator. $49,500 in all, mostly with operators abusing public safety channels at issue. And Anderson also reports the FCC has been using its high-frequency direction-finding HFDF network to track down ships that are using long-distance radio frequencies reserved for aviation. This is Tom Rowe reporting for Wave Farm Radio and WGXC. Full disclosure, John Anderson is on Wave Farm's board. That was your daily radio news update from Wave Farm Radio. Tune in weeknights at midnight and 5 a.m. for radio news updates. And this week in radio news, Saturdays at 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. on Wave Farm Radio and WGXC. GXC.